Ever had one of those days where you just can't remember that certain piece of information that's being asked for on a test, or you forget completely about that important meeting that you're supposed to attend? In situations such as these, of course, a bad memory is obviously a very negative thing. Conversely, we have experienced those days when our minds seem much sharper. We do remember that item that's requested on a test, and we do show up at the right place at the right time for some kind of gathering. In which case, of course, a good memory is a very positive thing. There is, however, a unique situation in which a good memory can be a negative thing and a bad memory can be a positive thing. A situation where remembering is detrimental and forgetting is a blessing. As we continue to consider various things which our God is not, and things which he does not do, we hear him speaking to us again this morning through the prophet Isaiah, these wonderful words of promise and assurance. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. How truly divine that is, and how wonderfully non-human that is. We humans display the very opposite by nature. We have terribly bad memories on occasion when it comes to the various things that our neighbors might need or desire. And sadly, we often have good memories when it comes to the bad things that people have done or the misdeeds that they have committed against us in particular. Ever since the fall, we human beings have a propensity for recalling the negative, focusing on the nasty, dredging up the dirt. It's an amazing thing that even after years have passed, it can happen that as our paths cross with somebody else, a former acquaintance, some of the first things that can sometimes come to mind are some of the bad things they did, some of the negative things that took place. How terribly counterproductive that is when we hold on to the bad things or the misdeeds that others have committed. We thereby tend to build up walls that inhibit good, fruitful, productive interaction. We foster that misplaced notion of our flesh that we are somehow better than the other individual. And worst of all, we utterly fail to imitate the amazing perspective that God has toward us. God, by contrast, completely lets go when it comes to the bad things that we've done. I am he, he says, who blots out your transgressions and will not remember your sins. Imagine for a moment what it would be like if God responded to us and treated us with respect to the memory of bad things as we so often treat other individuals. If that were the case, if he would hold on to and cling to our various misdeeds, when he would look at us, he could see only objects of wrath, people deserving his condemnation. If his memory of us included an ongoing list, an updated list of our sins and offenses, we couldn't expect to receive the slightest of blessings from him. The psalmist exclaims, "If you, Lord, would mark iniquity, oh Lord, who would stand?" We wouldn't stand a chance of receiving any good thing from him if the Lord maintained a good memory with respect to our sins. Instead, he says, I, even I, am he who does not remember your sins. How gracious of God to describe his dealings with us in such a way. In one sense, of course, he does remember our sins. He is, after all, omniscient. There's nothing past, present, or future of which he is unaware. But as he comes to us, interacts with us, and deals with us, his believers, he says he does so as one who has no recollection at all of what has taken place. No recollection of the rebellious acts, the sins committed, the guilt developed. But how is that possible? How can the one who is holy and righteous and just and pure deal with us as though those sins never occurred? He provides the explanation with these four simple words in that verse. For my own sake. If he were to look to us and in us for some reason to forget about our sins, of course, he would find nothing. He would see only reasons for his judgment. But he looks to himself and finds within himself what is needed to forget about our sins. For found within God is that divine mercy and pity and compassion so true to him. A fact well known to David. He prayed, "Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me, for your goodness, O Lord." God's mercy is what enables him to completely forget about our sins, for his mercy is what prompted him to send his Son. It is because of Jesus, and only because of Jesus, that the Lord is able to take our sins, put them behind them, put them out of sight, throw them into the depths of the sea, as another prophet says, and forget about them altogether. Those sins, after all, have been completely cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. They have been removed from us as far, the Lord says, as the east is from the west. And with the removal of our sins, we find the removal of all that might inhibit or stand in the way of the free flow of gracious blessings. With our sins forgiven, he now sees us as his perfectly righteous, holy people. Because of what Jesus has done, God can say, in essence, "Sins? What sins?" And because he no longer sees our sins, he's happy to bestow upon us his good and perfect gifts. In another psalm, David declared, "You, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will compass him as with a shield." Good memories and bad memories. We learn from our Lord that there's a little bit of a paradox here. A good memory is a bad thing when it means that we cling to and resurrect and hold on to the various things, especially that other people have done toward us and to others. Meanwhile, a bad memory is a good thing when it means that we are forgetting about the misdeeds of others. Thankfully, God's memory of us has, for the sake of Christ, only positive ramifications. Thank God that when it comes to our needs and desires, he has a very good memory. "You I will not forget." And thank God that when it comes to our sins and iniquities, he deliberately and graciously has a bad memory. "Your sins I will remember not." We sing of his reception and grace towards sinners in the form of hymn 386, stanzas 1 and 3. 386, 1 and 3.